Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready for a Soxplanation, Keith?
Oh, a Soxplanation?
You like that? I worked on that last night. Yeah.
You had all night for that.
I had all night for
that
it.
That was incredible.
On it pretty hard.
You should have jumped into the Zoom last night and be like, hey, Sam, can you Soxplain this to me?
Soxplain yourself,
Soxplain
Sam.
This trade. They'd be like, what the hell?
He's
They'd
like,
say,
right, dude,
great question,
up.
Adam. Yeah. Thank you, Adam. Noted.
What would my background have been?
Oh, you could do whatever you want. Last night was wild. If you like an awkward, uncomfortable interview, press conference, whatever you want to call it, with both the two people being interviewed as well as all the beat writers that had a variety of different backgrounds, no background, just their faces. It was a wild scene.
Dan
last
Chauncey
night.
Was just like his email address.
It's
like a black
his IP address. You can hack his Wi-Fi if you want to. So if you didn't watch the Zoom last night, so first of all, it not being a press conference, it being a Zoom is kind of fitting because it was a bit of a clown show, the whole thing. But so it's like we were back in COVID. You have like one guy on the screen at a time. Whoever's talking, the thing pops up. And all the beat writers are in like a queue. They hop in there. Some of them have their face. Some of them have like a crazy background. Some of them have, like you said, like their email address or whatever their Zoom name is. It was fantastic. I loved the whole thing. It was riveting.
I gasped. I love Ian Brown, but I gasped when Ian Brown was on the screen with JetBlue Park in the background and just
their volume was all different. They're like, some of the guys are yelling. Oh, it's great. Because that you don't get that when you just listen to the press conference. You usually just get like the desk and like the guys that are on the dais. This was better. This was more personal.
You like this better?
Yeah, you get to go in the living rooms of all these guys that didn't travel to Seattle.
Thank you.
There's a video going around.
Can you guys?
There's a video going around of Rafael Devers showing.
You could talk over each other. It was like the Wild West.
Well, all the reporters are starting to get mad at each other because they all have their super important questions that they have to ask.
And let me reword the same question from 3 questions ago. Was money a factor?
Right.
Like, what do you think?
That's like the second question. Yeah, that was another Shaughnessy one. Shaughnessy's like, oh, by the way, it was a follow-up.
Yeah.
Shaughnessy asked this question. Then as a follow-up, he's like, by the way.
Was money a factor? Yeah, I heard that question.
No, it was.
These guys are telling you it's not. They're going to tell you every time. They're like, no. They're like, oh, is that right? The Giants did take the money back? We didn't even notice that.
Let me give you my favorite exchange.
Okay.
Last
and there
night.
Were a bunch. It really was.
There's a lot of good stuff.
It was a blast.
A lot of good stuff today on Jones and Keefe as well. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. My favorite exchange, Sam Kennedy, is always a beauty in these things. And my favorite exchange was when he got a little snippy. He lost the message. He got away from his buzzwords, his alignment.
Go to the cue cards, Sam. The cue cards.
It got personal.
Yeah.
When Sam Kennedy was asked about the Red Sox trading away, and I would say Devers doesn't belong on the same plane as Mookie Betts, but another one of these deals where they're trading away
player, though.
A high-level player, an expensive player for pennies on the dollar, and Kennedy got a little snippy.
Each and every player decision is its own individual decision. And as I said at the outset, it's really, really hard when we either can't line up with our own players who become free agents or we don't line up on extensions, obviously very different circumstances. But I'll put our record up against anybody else's in Major League Baseball over the last 24 years. We're incredibly proud of what we've built here. We've got more trophies and banners to show for it than any other organization in Major League Baseball. And we are so proud of that. And this clubhouse believes in itself. And we believe in them. And I think our players are going to be pretty vocal over the next couple months about the belief in themselves and what they've been put together to do. Craig Breslow, it's easy for me to talk about him. He knows what it means to be a World Series champion in Boston.
He played.
So does Devers.
His tenure here, albeit short, has been defined by bold, decisive, aggressive moves. Probably feels a lot more than 2 years in the role.
It does.
But a lot of the moves that he's made have been bold and decisive and rooted in what is in the best interest of the baseball team. We're never going to shy away from big, bold decisions. We'll get a lot wrong, and hopefully get more right than wrong. And we'll keep adding trophies to that case and raising banners here in Fenway.
Okay. Or the Guy Fieri.
Remember when we got Danny Jansen last year to be the righty stick and those two scrubby relievers who we had to cut and James Paxton, who was always hurt? Remember the deadline last year? That was bold. It was a bold flavor by Craig Breslow.
As I said, they're the Guy Fieri of baseball is what they are. They're bold flavors.
How come you got nothing for Betts and Devers? We used to be really good. Well, so we've won World Series before.
So this is something I've actually...
With Betts and Devers.
This is something I've actually always defended Red Sox ownership on compared to the Patriots.
Yes.
Compared to Kraft, all the Patriots ever did was win with Brady. That's really not that difficult to win with the greatest player of all time.
But they did win more.
Tampa literally did it the second they got him. It's not that hard to win with Brady. In the Red Sox defense... They have won with different. They weren't all with Ortiz. They weren't all with Mookie Betts. They were different managers, different GMs. So I will defend the Red Sox on that. It falls a little flat, Sam Kennedy, when you've made the playoffs once since your last World Series and you've been in last place a bunch of seasons. Yeah. Last year you were 500. It falls a little flat when you're so far removed from it.
Yes.
I get what he's saying. That wasn't the moment to drop that trump card on the
table. No, that was literally, we made fun of Cam Neely talking about how the Bruins record with Don Sweeney is whatever it is, the most points or something insane. We're like, okay. And so, the Red Sox, sometimes it does get maybe forgotten how many World Series they've won in this stretch, right? It's a good amount because the last place finishes kind of take a toll on you as a fan. But what a wild answer. He's talking about how Breslow won a World Series with the team in a defense of trading Mookie Betts and Devers, who were, no offense to Craig, bigger factors in their most recent World Series.
I don't want to do that to Craig. Don't be tough
on
Breslow.
He was out there. But
I'm sorry, Brez.
We traded Betts and Devers, and we will stack up our wins against anybody. Yeah, those guys were a big part of it. Betts was an MVP. Devers was one of the youngest players to do all these different things on that run. They won in 18. They've been bad since. Overall, they've been bad since.
They haven't
this
been
was
great.
Similar, towards the
They're
end.
Three games of about 500 since.
That's true. Bill Belichick towards the end.
1-0 without Devers, though. Yes.
Bill Belichick towards the end, and this is also something we kind of made fun of at the time, was I forget which bad season it was after. It might have been going into his final year. Somebody asked him during camp or whatever, hey, what would you say to fans, about this season or something along those lines. And he basically was it's been 20 pretty good seasons.
Yeah, there haven't been a lot of lean years around
here. Not a lot of lean years, but he also was talking about why we should be good about this upcoming season was because we used to be good. That's not it. Especially when in the Patriots case, you used to be good with Tom Brady. And in the Red Sox case, you used to be good with Mookie Betts, Rafael Devers, and all these other guys that are no longer with the team, let alone guys that are Pedro and Manny. If you're counting those wins, those guys are Pedro's in the Hall of Fame. He's been out of the league for so long. So if you want to talk about since 04, what your record is, great. What is it since 19?
Well, Twitch chat made a good point. I think it was Rather Be Golfing. They're now 27 rings, bro. They're now
which is a joke.
Or their Uncle Rico, the text line said.
Dude, Uncle Rico could throw a ball over the mountains.
Used to be able to throw a football over the mountains. Yeah. The Red Sox used to be good.
Just put me
back in 82. Yeah. I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
We would have won state.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions.
So that's,
I agree.
No doubt in my mind.
That's the Zoom call. Heard around the world last night.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
It was pretty fun. Something that he wasn't asked on the Zoom call last night, but they asked him this morning on the Greg Hill Show, and Craig Breslow was on today. If you missed any of that, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. They were asked about the fired scout, which Breslow would not comment on.
This is a great story.
But here's a story from June Lee at Yahoo. We'll pick through this because there's a lot of good stuff in here about organizational dysfunction. And you tell me how big of a deal this is. Breslow had grown increasingly insulated, or he has, from other members of the front office. Multiple sources within the organization describe a front office losing cohesion. Staffers who helped build four championship teams, veterans of the Theo, Cherington, Dombrowski, and Bloom regimes, varying success.
I was going to say, those are not all the same.
They now feel shut out of the operation. The collaborative spirit that once defined Red Sox baseball ops is frayed. The discontent intensified in May of 2024 when Breslow brought in a sports consulting firm, Sportsology.
Nice.
To conduct
snappy
an
name.
Organizational audit, which we talked about at the time. The stated purpose was to streamline baseball ops. In practice, it triggered a wave of firings and accelerated the marginalization of some of the longest tenured voices in the building, characterizing the cultural shift to align more with Wall Street efficiency. One of the clearest signals came during an internal Zoom meeting earlier this year. Towards the end, Craig Mochie, who I've never heard of, but it's a name that rings out now.
I like it now, yeah.
The Red Sox scouting supervisor and a team employee since 2017. So, by the way, he missed Theo and Charrington. Like, we're talking about these guys lumped in.
Not that long term, but I guess the way they turn over in baseball, I guess it kind of is.
He thought the call had ended.
Well,
it hadn't. As the meeting wrapped, his voice cut through a quiet moment. "Thanks, Brez, you effing stiff," Moshi said. That's according to two team sources, June Lee reports.
Zoom gets another one.
The words landed like a grenade.
Yeah.
And Breslow fired Moshi. Moshi did not respond to requests for comment.
Although not as bad as that one guy. Remember the writer that
I was just going to say,
pleasuring himself
on
Zoom?
If you want a Mount Rushmore of Zoom accidents.
That guy.
Jeff Toobin, is that who that
Toobin
was? He was Toobin away.
Jeff Toobin, like, we done here? Great.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Let me get to work here.
Yeah.
It's like, so the Zoom just ended. What are you doing? Oh, no. Oh, no.
What are you doing?
That guy came back on the air, though. They brought him back, I think.
Tubes? He was back?
And it's like one of the most awkward interviews ever because the lady interviewing him is like, all right, we're not going to like hide from this. So she basically is like, last time we saw you, basically,
we saw all of you
going to town, treating your body like an amusement park. And he was like, what? So that's worse. That's worse. You can't really come back from that. Although this guy did lose his job for calling him a stiff. And it is pretty funny, though, that like last night's thing was on a Zoom. This story comes out on a Zoom. It's just such a ridiculous thing.
They love their Zooms.
But this guy that was pushing back, I guess, on analytics, couldn't figure out the computer. It had a little bit of a mishap.
So, I mean, I guess...
Now, was he trying to say that to other people, or is he just saying that to himself?
Well, so here's
who talks to themselves like
here's
that?
Here's the bad part of the story. The bad part of the story is people are, like, that comfortable to the second they think they hang up, just MF the guy.
And I'm sure he's the only one.
Right, so
no,
I'm saying...
they probably all can't stand Breslow.
Okay, that's fine. But, like... why am I loyal to this Craig Mochie guy?
No, you're not.
Like, what's he done? And why? He's from other regimes. Like, I don't really have a big problem with the new GM phasing out old holdovers from a previous staff. Like, you should be bringing in your own staff. So,
but is it just getting to the point where is there going to be no pushback on any human element? I think that's sort of what the question would be. And is Breslow so obsessed with whether it's driveline, which he defended very passionately more than he's defended anything else, and just how they do things and, like, you can't crack through to them, and it's just like, oh, the formula says this, so we're going to do it. So, like, should there be other voices in there so it's not everybody saying the same thing?
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with Breslow firing a guy who called him an effing stiff.
Yeah.
You know,
but it also shows you, too, that, like, Henry's given Breslow
power.
If
you're mad at that, then be mad at Henry.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one who empowered the robot stiff.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's on John Henry, but I don't have – if Breslow's going to get hired and you're going with his vision – I don't have a problem with him filling out his front office with people he wants to work with and isolating the old holdovers. I don't have an issue with that. If you want a baseball guy running baseball ops, then be mad at John Henry. You should have a baseball guy running baseball ops. Yeah. That's not what Breslow is.
Right, and that's what's funny when you name all those guys that have been here. You know, Dave Dombrowski is sort of one extreme. Chaim Bloom's another extreme. I thought Theo was kind of in the middle, actually.
He was. Yeah. Theo's the perfect GM.
Yeah, he is.
You know, literally. He was
and
able
now he's
to...
Like, that job is way beneath him.
It is.
Yeah.
But I said this, the second they fired Dombrowski, if I got to get one extreme or the other,
Dave,
I want the Dombrowski extreme.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dombrowski was wildly unpopular when he was here at the end of his tenure, which never made sense to me.
My Phillies won again last night.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, yeah.
So are you keeping track of both those records? You're 1-0, or Phillies are 1-0 since they set you a
City
Connect?
Yeah, for those who missed it on Instagram and Twitter, the Phillies sent me a City Connect jersey. So get on board if other major league teams are listening.
You didn't even ask for one.
I didn't even ask for one.
You didn't have to beg for that one.
No big deal. Also a sick jersey. And, yeah, they won again last night. So the Red Sox are 9-2 since I got the City Connect. Phillies are 1-0.
I did see somebody on Twitter thought you bought it and then shipped it to yourself at the station.
People, you guys know how cheap I am. There's no way in hell I would do that.
He is the John Henry of WEEI, is what he is.
There's no chance I would do that. I didn't even send the rubber bands that came in the mail for that one guy.
617-779-7937. We'll pick more through the June Lee report. There's other good stuff in there on Roman Anthony, Christian Campbell, Rafael Devers. Your thoughts on the Zoom meeting last night. We'll get to more takeaways from that. Did the Red Sox actually turn down better offers for Rafi Devers? Let's get to that right after trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Billy Laney. Craig Breslow, last night, discussing the Red Sox trade options, the contract with Rafael Devers. There's a guy, Baseball America, Jeff Pontus, who said...
Pontus Pilate.
He said that he heard the Red Sox turn down better offers from the Giants because a factor was having a team like San Francisco eat the entire contract. So, to me, I agree with some of what Breslow's saying there. And I know they repeated it between he and Sam Kennedy over and over and over again, but the alignment, the culture, and the clubhouse, I believe in all those things. But to then turn around and pretend like the contract wasn't a part of it.
No,
like,
I know.
We're all adults. Like, just tell us what it was.
Yeah.
We all know what was going on. You subtracted him off the team. I'm with you. He needed to be off the team. Don't tell me the contract had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you and I think, are probably in the minority just from talking to people yesterday. Like, we have no problem moving on from Devers. But then you listen to Kennedy and Breslow talk about it for an hour, and you're like, oh. Like, you guys did a terrible job defending it and then also insulting us by being like, it had nothing to do with money and everything else. Like, you for sure could have gotten better deals. And they've eaten money with other contracts, I think, in order to get a better return in other deals that they have made. And this was one where they didn't do it. And then you look at it and you're like, there's no way you can say we're better now than we were before. Even if Devers was an issue and is an issue, or I guess was an issue in the clubhouse, you get an injured pitcher and 3 minor leaguers. What is that? That's not a return. That's not helping the team right now. So we're going to keep this winning streak going with just removing Devers. Like, all right, what did we get? Nothing yet. But these guys are on the way. Like, that's a really, really tough sell, because you know the best thing for John Henry on this whole deal was, one, it looks like he stood up to Devers, right? So there is that part of it. And then two, oh, we just saved $250 million for a deal that was clearly going south. And I'm sure even going back to the spring, they were like, all right, how can we get out of this?
Right, and we talked about this yesterday, and I believe this. They should have eaten more of the salary and gotten a better return.
Yeah.
And I think part of the reason you got such a crummy return, and I am a bigger believer in Harrison than you, and it sounds like most.
Yep.
But even they should have done better than that, and they could have if they would have eaten the money. And that's what Baseball America is reporting. I believe that. So if you were – and I think it all aligns with why there's some discussion about whether or not the Red Sox really shopped, quote-unquote, Rafi Devers. Breslow's like, well, we talked to other teams. There were reports that other teams called them. Buster Olney said this is the only team they were shopping him to.
Yeah.
I think you can square all those away. I bet the Red Sox were getting calls, and I bet when they said, well, you have to eat the whole contract.
They're like, no, we're good.
The Blue Jays and Braves and other teams were all like, no, we're all set. The only team that was going to eat the whole contract was the Giants. And I bet that's how you can square away all the reporting on that front.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't get is texts like this, 617-779-7937. Guys, the story, the June Lee story, Yahoo Sports. We'll get to more details on it coming up.
Yeah, there's two gems in there.
The old scout called Breslow an effing stiff. Didn't realize the Zoom was still going.
Stiff's a good burn.
It is a pretty good burn.
And it's a radio-friendly burn. Yeah, there's a lot of good burns that are not radio-friendly.
Well, effing stiff is less radio-friendly.
Well, no, not radio-friendly. Yeah, but stiff. Calling somebody a stiff,
pretty good.
Because you're like, ah. And I think Breslow fired him on the spot because he knew how true it was.
Well, he's like, we know he fired him on the spot. We know he fired him. We know he fired him on the spot.
I like to think
you're out of here.
I like to think
you're the stiff.
Hey, why don't you stick around on that Zoom, bud? Because you clearly don't know how to X out of it. So let me just talk to you real quick.
While you're here, I'm firing you since you can't quit the Zoom.
How do I get out of this thing? I got to click leave meeting twice? Like, yeah, you moron. Click leave meeting. You're out of there. Like, this is a pain. Camera's on.
But so the text goes, guys, the story is about the scout, or it's important because the scout is proving how insulated Breslow is, surrounding himself with yes men and becoming more isolated. Do you think Craig Breslow woke up one day and is like, we're trading Rafi Devers?
I don't think so.
The owner told Breslow to trade that. How do people get that backwards? Yeah. The owner told him, so he got the best he could. And there's some question about that.
No, there's
another wild comment, okay. But I just... Breslow didn't just wake up one day and go, we got to trade the guy. No, John think, Henry went yeah, to him and yeah. said, trade him.
No.
After the meeting in Kansas City, I think. That's what happened.
I think Heim Bloom signed Walker Buehler on his own.
Yeah.
I don't think Heim Bloom traded Mookie Betts on his own. I don't think he signed Rafael Devers on his own. And I certainly don't think that Breslow traded Devers on his own. Once you get into that territory with like that kind of money, that's definitely the owner stepping in. Now, John Henry is going to trust Breslow to get a good return, but I think he's most satisfied with the money being off the books. He'll trust him on the Jordan Hicks part of it.
There's another comment that I feel like I understood in real time. I think it's kind of blown up. You didn't like this comment from Breslow, but he said, it's not that this was the best deal we could get, because the best deal we could get may not necessarily be good enough, but when you consider all the factors, this is the one that made sense. So I thought in real time what he was saying, and I got it, was... You don't just trade Rafael Devers for whatever you can get and take the best offer. You have to get an offer you like and make the move. That's what I thought he was saying, but that one's blown up. People don't like it.
We just got
it sent by Justin on Twitter. Yeah. So
I think he probably misspoke, and I get what he's saying, but in that moment, it sounds like it's almost like you're not going to get a good offer for Devers. And it's like, well, then why'd you do this one? That's how it comes across. Like there's no such thing for a player like that, and you could maybe make the same... You know, connect the dots like a Mookie Betts. Like you're almost in a weird way describing him as an untradeable player, but you just traded him, and so that's what I thought was strange about that comment. I think it got away from him because I don't think that was the intent.
617-779-7937. Let's get to more from this June Lee story.
Favorite part, or do you want to go?
Well, wait. What's your favorite part?
So, the funniest part is the Zoom thing. I think because there's a lot of like just kind of rehashing like stuff that we talked about. But I think the thing that really stands out is Devers was mad at Christian Campbell.
Okay, well, so that's here. Ready?
That part to me is new and also really makes him look bad.
No one's asked Breslow about that, right? I mean, no. Cora should get asked about that today. Yeah, hopefully Cora like that. Does, like yeah. I did not hear that in the interview with Greg this morning. I didn't hear it on the Zoom call last night. Like this is something that they should ask about.
Yep.
Inside the clubhouse, players watched as the coaching staff publicly flagged Roman Anthony's defensive fundamentals as a slight to the front office. I think this is hilarious, by the way, that Cora is like, oh, we get these guys here and that's the reason we're so bad at fielding. Even though they've been bad at fielding for years and years and years, and Trevor Story doesn't know the infield fly rule, who's a decade into the bigs.
Yeah.
This is Cora's excuse, like, look what they're giving me.
Mm-hmm.
Just bull crap, but that's one piece of it. They saw teammates ask to switch positions on the fly. They witnessed Cora trying to win baseball games while benching the team's top prospects. So Jun Lee, I think, is very pro-Cora, as you're getting here.
Uh-huh.
In the front office, scouts were fired over slights. Veteran leaders with deep organizational trust were iced out, and the communication from Breslow dried up. According to multiple sources, Rafael Devers was also upset when rookie Christian Campbell volunteered to play first base this season, interpreting it as a slight at his own stature.
Like, take a hike. If that's true, and I have no reason to believe that it's not, like, get out of here. So not only were you not playing first, you're mad at a young kid who says, hey, I'll do it. Nobody else will do it.
By the way,
I'll do it.
I totally believe it's true.
I do.
This is in a story that's ripping the organization, pro-Devers, pro-Cora.
Yeah.
This is tucked into a very... pro Devers story, anti Red Sox story.
Yeah, good point.
And so a little item that makes Devers look bad.
But that part's wild.
I guarantee it's true. And yes, it is wild, except it's Devers.
No.
Like this all year.
It's believable. And it's also the juxtaposition of Alex Bregman spending time while he's hurt.
Great point.
Going over swings with Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony. Meanwhile, Rafael Devers is now mad at Christian Campbell for volunteering to play a position when, you know, all hands should be on deck. They lose Tristan Casas for the season. They don't have an obvious answer at first. They ask Devers. He says no. And then Campbell's like, I'll do it. And he's like, why would you do that? You shouldn't do that.
How
are you
being
a good teammate? You're being too good of a teammate right now.
Well, and
that's
maybe,
pathetic.
Maybe it helps explain why they pulled the plug so abruptly. Where they were going to do it. Campbell's going to play first. He's going to play first Sunday in Atlanta. And then, oh, whoopsie, he's not actually playing first anymore.
But
maybe
I think what also happened...
it helps explain why they pulled the plug.
No, but I think also what happened was Bregman got hurt because there was a time where Bregman was still healthy when they were trying to do that. And then Meyer did get called up because I think the plan might have been Meyer at second, Campbell at first. So I think that might have unfolded that way. And then also, Toro and Romy we're hitting. So you're like, all right, we kind of have that, at least for now. I don't think that's going to last, but at least for right now.
Twitch chat says, typical Red Sox hit piece. This, if you think the June Lee story was Sox hit piece on Diver,
Devers,
no, it was that was a hit piece on the Red Sox organization. Oh, you have that backwards.
Oh my God, all the stuff about Breslow, it makes it sound like an absolute clown show up there.
And I'm not questioning it. I think all that stuff's true too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't really care that he fired an old scout who called him an effing stiff.
I also don't know, like,
but that was not a hit piece on June Lee's story. Was very pro player, pro Devers. That was not a Red Sox hit piece, authorized hit piece on Devers. It was the opposite.
I think this is a weird one where the hit piece has been going on all season. Like while he was on the team, there's been plenty of stuff that was very anti Devers going on. So anything. Like, there's not that's a new item in there. Like, the Christian Campbell thing is a new item, but we already know. He himself did it. As soon as he went out there in spring training and said he wouldn't move to DH, and then it came out that he wouldn't move to first base, what extra hit piece did you need to make? You didn't need to write anything about it. Fans heard that, and they're like, all right, we have one guy on the team that won't change positions.
So, if you want an example of a hit piece, the comments from David Ortiz may be closer to the bone on that. That might be more Rafael Devers hit piece.
Yeah, that feels like it's that's kind of like piling on, and you're like, all right.
We can get to those comments along with more about what the Red Sox actually gave up in their trade and whether or not the Red Sox are done moving forward, meaning done making moves to the baseball team. We can get to all that now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Next. Craig Breslow on a Zoom call last night. It's a baseball trade, Keith.
Yeah.
Baseball trade.
I mean, it was a baseball player for several baseball players. That is a baseball trade. It was not a baseball trade at all.
No.
It was culture and money. And I think, honestly, the culture was more a part of it.
So,
I do. I know most fans are going to say, oh, this is the cheaping out. And, you know, there is a level to that.
They did cheap out.
No, they did.
But what was the motivation behind the trade? I do think it started with Devers acting like a clown.
If Devers just, and again, going all the way back to spring training, if he was just like, cool, I'm the DH, and even, you know, privately pissed, but like, whatever, he's just DH, there's no like ripple effect or anything.
They wouldn't trade him.
And then if they were like, hey, play first base, and honestly, he could have had a weekend series at first base, committed two errors, and they're like, all right, thanks for trying, you're done, and then just reel it back, he'd be on the team still. This became, and then,
see, that's what not everybody believes that, but I also believe that. If Devers just
tried it,
went to DH, tried first base,
like,
was a good team player, they wouldn't have dumped this contract.
No.
But he was, so it gave them the excuse to turn around and dump the contract.
There were
like,
I think
both those things can be true, but what initiated it was Devers acting like an a-hole.
There were a lot of comments last night, including the one we just played, that I feel like both kind of got pretty close to basically saying, we think Devers is going to destroy the young players on the team.
Oh, yeah.
We think Devers is such a disaster in there, and it's going to lead to bad habits. It's going to lead to just guys kind of finger pointing, and it's just going to be he's going to ruin their careers. Now, that's kind of overstated, but that's how it came across.
Were you worried
last night
about that? I said yesterday that was way low on my concern.
No,
list.
Because
Anthony and Marcelo Meyer can't handle someone like Devers in their clubhouse, that's a bad sign for them. Like, that's honestly lower on my personal list.
But also, what are you paying Cora for?
Thank you.
And you paid Bregman. Like, you have a leader in Bregman. You have a quote-unquote players manager, although that looks like a joke now with Cora. And then you have other guys. There's 26 guys in there. So if one of them is kind of a turd, but he smashes dingers, like, all right, you could probably get along with it. You don't need 26 captains in the room.
He was bad for the whole room in the clubhouse,
yeah.
but like specifically the young guys coming up, that bothers me less.
I think Breslow's also mad that, you know, he can't put out the best lineup possible because Devers is stubborn and he's clogging up DH.
No, I think that to me is a way bigger factor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Devers clogging it up so that you can't get everybody on the field versus how he's going to impact the maturity of the young kids.
Do you now think, in hindsight, one of the reasons why Meyer and Anthony weren't up sooner was because they thought Devers would be such a bad influence?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's that the door is
whether
open for that.
Whether it's true or not, I think that might have been part of their reasoning.
So look, I I don't think it was a baseball trade. I thought there were some interesting answers he gave in there, like Hicks is clearly going to the bullpen.
Dude, Hicks sucks. Hicks is a high leverage guy.
But we were asking like where all these guys
are.
No,
I know, but like he just says it like it's a matter of fact, like Hicks is dominant. Like Hicks is not.
I think Hicks came back because the Giants wanted to offload some salary. And
he's $12.5 million to have a 4.5 year, right?
They said, all right,
6.5 this year.
Maybe we can use him in the bullpen. We need an arm, so fine. We'll offset some salary here.
A closer, he's had mostly ERAs above 3.
Yeah, it's not great. Dude, or closer, that's not great.
Where would you even put him in the bullpen as far as, like, how many guys ahead of him? 4 or 5? He's not even, like, one of their best relievers.
I would say probably not that many. Chapman, Wilson, Weissert's been good, actually,
dude,
believe
Weissert
it or not.
Dude, Weissert was sick last night.
They bring Bernardino into the ground.
Like, you go Whitlock?
Hicks over Whitlock? I bet Whitlock and him are pretty similar. Whitlock had a good weekend. Whitlock's been bad, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, definitely ahead of Bernardino. He's fallen apart. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, I guess now that we're talking it out, he's what?
Chapman, Wilson, Weissert.
He's fourth or fifth. I mean, so yeah. But he's clearly going to the bullpen. And they said Harrison is a top half of the rotation guy. So let's hold him to that.
Harrison, Hicks, they both suck.
That guy's on it. That guy gets it.
Meanwhile, this to me reeks more of Red Sox hit piece than certainly the June Lee story. And again, a hit piece would be out of nowhere. I feel like the Devers dribs and drabs. You said this all along.
All season.
It's not really a hit piece. We've been talking about it for months. But okay, this is to Hector Gomez. David Ortiz said, "You can't imagine how many times I wrote Rafael Devers trying to give him advice, but unfortunately he has communication problems."
You wrote like a letter to him?
I'm guessing text.
Oh, okay.
"He almost never returned my messages, but I don't blame him. He's a good guy. He definitely needs to improve his communication. He should find an advisor to help him with that."
Needs an advisor.
So This feels a little bit like piling on.
This does.
Although Ortiz was sneaky, pretty negative in a comment about Devers the other week.
Agreed. We talked about that.
He's like, yeah, you know, I get it, but I would have done it.
Right. And that was when he was on the team. And he was like, I would have changed positions because they were like asking him about it. He's like, oh, you know, he's a great hitter, kind of, you know, he does what he does, but I would have done it. And like a lot of former players have said kind of similar things. But yeah, the timing of this is kind of like, I more roll my eyes. I know some people are like, see, another reason. I'm like, well, no, we had plenty of reasons. I don't need him not returning David Ortiz's
text. I don't think that's a reason to trade him, but I believe it.
It's kind of on brand.
And if people are going to crush the Red Sox about their communication, I don't think Devers is the best communicator either. And I'm not even talking about like, you know, needing a translator and things like that. I'm saying like communicating to the Red Sox, I don't know how good of a communicator he is either. So that's a two-way street. At least the Red Sox are willing to wear it. I heard Breslow wearing that last night and acknowledging that, yeah, I could have communicated better. That came across yesterday in Julian McWilliams' story. I think the Red Sox are willing to say, yep, we kept him in the dark, and we could have done a better job at that. And at least they're wearing that side of it. Let's see if Devers wears any of it when he has his press conference today. What time's that? 2:30 Pacific? So, whatever. It's going to be
5:30?
Another night press conference is what it's going to be. Right. But let's see if Devers takes any ownership. My guess is no.
No.
At least the Red Sox took some. No. You can say it's bullcrap and they don't believe it and whatever. Let's see if Devers wears any of it. 617-779-7937. I like this text. You bobos fell for all the Devers stories. They're all made up. No, clearly. We were talking about this for months and months and months. There was no story.
So
nothing to be seen there.
Clearly,
we were just talking about nothing for months, highlighting this story over and over and over again and how big of an issue
but
it was.
But honestly, if you want to not believe any written article ever or any like you know report from anybody.
Do you believe the June Lee one ripping Breslow?
No, I'm saying forget all of them. Just look at the Devers press conferences. Just look at the Devers Q&A. That's all you need. Just take those.
Yeah.
Do you think he's what are we making that up? Is that AI? Like that was really him.
Yeah, just take the on the record stuff.
That's
good
it.
Point. Good
Fine.
Point.
Go with that. And you can still tell the story.
But I was just gonna say, don't pick and choose which media reports you want to believe.
Well,
like let's pick the one that rips Breslow, but I don't believe any of the Devers ones. Okay.
Yeah, there's also that.
I believe them all. I bet the guy called Breslow an effing stiff. He fired him, and I bet Devers is a clown to deal with. I bet it's all true. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here. On Jones and Keith, we'll get your phone calls coming up. Alex Cora, I think this kind of got dropped in Cora's lap that now he's pro the Devers trade. What was his involvement in the Devers move? We'll get to it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.